Never we judge. First, you be clear with the topic. You want to judge us or not? If you are going to ask this question, my answer is choice. Yes, I'm back with a new topic. It's about judging others. So what is judging? It's about having an opinion or concluding something after analyzing it from our point of view. A judgment decides whether a person needs to be in the prison or released and led to have a beautiful life. And here, this word gets its power. We judge. Yes, if you say, I'm perfect, I don't judge others, my answer is neither nor. Yes, we do that mistake, but the thing is, we should not repeat it again. They say, the happiest people are evaluating and improving themselves, whereas the unhappy people are evaluating and judging others. I'd like to tell you the story of Indian King Jai Singh and the Rolls Royce car. One day, during King Jai Singh's visits to London, he was walking around the street in a casual dress. There, he saw Rolls Royce showroom and went inside it. There, he looked at the cars and then inquired about the price and features of the car. When salesman looked at him and saw his casual Indian attire, he considered him just as a poor Indian citizen and insulted him and showed him way out of the showroom. After this, King Jai Singh did not say anything to the salesman but went back to his hotel and asked his servants to make a call to the showroom and tell them that King of Arwar, India is interested in purchasing their cars. Everyone at the showroom was prepared to welcome the king. After a few hours, King went to the Rolls-Royce showroom, but this time he went with full astonishing royal manner and in his royal costume. All salesmen bent with respect. King Jai Singh purchased all the 6 cars and paid full amount with delivery cost. Salesman at the showroom were really happy about the sales without knowing what was coming in near future. After reaching India, King ordered municipal department of his city to use all the 6 Rolls-Royce car for cleaning and transporting city's waste. World's number one Rolls-Royce cars, which was so costly that even the people in America and Europe can't afford to buy. After company's image was so ruined in Europe, people started laughing at the company. Due to such reputation damages, sales of Rolls-Royce dropped rapidly and revenue of the company started falling down. Then the company sent a telegram to the King Jai Singh in India requesting to stop the transportation of waste using their Rolls-Royce cars. Not only this, but they also offered him with 6 new cars free of cost. When King Jai Singh observed that Rolls-Royce has learnt a lesson and they are sorry to their mistakes, King stopped using those cars for carrying the waste. End of story. And last but not the least, when they judge you, yawn. When they misunderstand you, smile. When they underestimate you, laugh. When they condemn you, ignore. When they envy you, rejoice. When they oppose you, prevail.